Today's learning should really initial time lose from Shania Moshe and then the Rifka Bas Moshe Israel. It's supposed to be Shalom Achaim Yeshiva Malki and Yisman Sarim and Bracha Bas Sarim Malka. It's supposed to be for all those in and around Eretz Yisrael. So before, I just wanted to go back a little bit on yesterday and read some of the other Shita, some of the other Achrayim that he brings down here on the side and again to what we were discussing yesterday. We were discussing yesterday, we started getting to the discussion about when you're at a suga with other people, you're at a simcha or an event, with regards to being able to leave early. So what we said yesterday from the Machaber Mishabura, that you're in a large room and everybody ate together, assuming, as we'll get into this a little bit more in Sif Beis and Gimel, assuming everybody was kaveya together, and therefore everybody has a chi of zimun together, so if there was more than 10 people, you have a chi of an alakenu, and the issue came up, what happens if you want to leave early? What the Mechaber seemed to say is that if I want to leave early and I can't bench with 10 because I will insult the host, I make a ruckus all of a sudden, 10 people benching out loud together, if it's for a bar mitzvah, then you would be allowed to do it. You're allowed to leave early. However, all the Mechaber said was you can give up the 10, but you still needed the 3 with the Zimun. And it was just because you wanted to go golf, that didn't seem to be an excuse. However, if right away in the beginning you said you're not being kaveh with them, and we will, then perhaps you had a different out on it. And we'll see a little bit more what's considered a kvius or not. We mentioned, like what the Rav said, that, you know, when you're going to a wedding and you l'chatchila don't know really how long you're going to stay, perhaps you don't have that kvias. So just read, I'm going to read for you over here a few of the other shitas, okay? So Mashmi, he brings down over here, Mashmi Dvar from the Mishabura, Shadafka Mailazimu Mashem, Rishay Lahafs and Machmas Tzarech Mitzvah. So it seemed, from the way we learned the Mishabura, that the only possible out is I'm supposed to really be mezamen with 10 and be able to say alikenu. If I have to b'shas adchag, I can get out of the 10, but I still need to have a zimun with 3. I can't just bench myself because now I'm completely being mevatel my zimun. I got a chiyuv in zimun. That he wants to go learn, right? So it's for the bar mitzvah. So in that case, you can go downgrade from 10 to 3. You can't completely not go ahead and bench. That's the way we learned yesterday. Now, me'idach b'sefer Yosef Oimitz kasav. Shemi, so this is an opposing shita. Shemi shenimtza besudas gedoylish. You're in a very large suda, say a wedding, and it's going on for a very long time. Vikashiv alav arichos mitzad briyosai ibudzmana. You're losing time. I think you start lakum lamachas l'spal velumai. You got to wake up the next morning early. Mutalay levarach b'lay zimun velat says that he says the Yosef Oimitz. You can just go ahead and bench yourself. You know, let's say you can't even do Zeman with 3, you can bench yourself. There were times that he did that himself. If he was able to at least do the Zeman with 3, then he would do that. So clearly, even he holds that that would be preferable. But the Sefer Yosef Oimitz says that even if it means you're going to give up on your Zeman completely, you'd be allowed to. So the Arachaim also says the same thing. You can bench on your own. If it's loss of money, you can finish early. Not even do zimin. Okay. So just pointing out over here, there are other shitas in this. So, you know, certainly if you're going to be mitzaref, I'm not passing over here, but be mitzaref the idea that l'chatchila when you sat down, you weren't really being kaveh with the other people because you were planning on leaving early. if it's a real tzairach that you have to leave early and you can't even do the three, then potentially there are definitely shitas that you can get out of it as well. Obviously, best situation is if you can get 10 without insulting anybody. Certainly, you shouldn't insult the host, but if you could get 10 without insulting the host, then certainly that is an option. And if you can get three, that's better than doing yourself. But there's definitely shitas that even if you have a real tzairuch and you have to go and leave yourself, you can do that as well. I was just thinking that if you're a very generous host and you're hosting a large Suda, you should get up and announce and say, "Listen, guys, I know I'm schlepping. We're having a lot of speeches, and there's going to be a big dessert later. If you want to stay, stay. But if you want to bench, I won't be insulted. You can bench even with minion by your table." So if you're a very generous host, then you should do that. Interesting. Just on another topic we discussed yesterday, he said that you have to hear the Zeman. So now we also alluded to it. It's questionable. Bismanazeh, right? So the Zimun, is that connected to the first bracha? Not connected to the first bracha. Is this going back to the times that people were yaitza with the person benching? They were listening, and that's how they would bench, right? So he mentioned that you should use somebody with a loud voice. Okay, so Lamaisa, we brought up the microphone. So there are some shittas that hold that you shouldn't use a microphone, but it seems that Ramesha and others said that you could use a microphone, and the Shevet Halevi puts it down very beautifully. He says the whole point over here is Gadol Hashem Iti and the Rami Shayachta, right? Havu Gadol Elokeinu. Calling everybody, let's go together. You know, so almost to the degree, you know, you should hang up a banner. Let's all bench together. The point is getting everyone's attention. Let's bench to Hashem together, right? So he says, what's the difference if it's with using a microphone or not using a microphone? Could be you should try, if you want to be yaitza all the shitas, that if you're going to be, it's a very large room and the person's going to bench on the microphone, he should at least have 10 people around him that would hear him without the microphone. So this way, you at least his benching is not more into question. So this, I wanted to finish up what we started yesterday with some of those things. So now let's move on to Sif Beis. And over here, we're going to start getting into what is called Kviyas HaNat. And just there's one important thing, and then we'll see it inside, because as with a lot of this, it goes back and forth with a lot of different scenarios and shitas and could get a little bit confusing. But benigeya to zimun, okay, if there is a kvias, meaning me and two other people, or me and seven, nine other people to make it a minyan, we're kaveya, our suda together, we have a chi of zimun. The question is going to be, what's kvias? But one thing is important to note, there's two possibilities to have kvias. One is in the beginning, and one is at the end, right? So if I was kaveya, we wash together, that is a kvias. And therefore, if there's three people kaveya together, and we meet the criteria of kvias, we would have a chiyuv to do zimun. If you have three people that were kaveya together at the end of the meal, that is also a kvias. So either one, beginning or end of the meal. So if two people are eating together at a table, and think about it, the easy example, you're in yeshiva, right? Or you're in your office, right? And your office has a dining area where the people eat, right? So two of your workmates are eating there, and then they are ready 10 minutes into the meal. You have a sandwich. You come in, you sit down at the table so you can talk to them while you're eating. Of course, not while you're chewing, as we learned, right? You're not gonna do that, but you sit down, you eat, you started after them, and you finished before them, so you didn't have a kvias in the beginning, kvias in the end, just to put things in perspective. So kvias in the beginning or kvias in the end are both considered a kvias. And now we have to get into it and see what is a kvias. So let's start with the mechaber over here. We'll see how far we can get today. Let's say not all the people in the Zimun, all three people, started with a kvias right away from the beginning. Two people started eating together. The third one came and is kaveya with them. And then two people were kaveya with them. Since they were kvias at the end. So the first thing the Chab is telling us, don't think that the kvias has to be at the start of the meal. The kvias could be at the end also. Okay? Which the Mishmaru explains over here is aval, not umakomakum. Aval. Im yoichal imahem. Beloi keva, there was no kvias. We'll have to see what that means. Then you're allowed to separate. Okay? So If three people, and I'll give you a good example, right? So three people, we all walk into it's Chalamoid Sukkos, and we're all staying in the no, Chalamoid Pesach is better because Sukkos will be out in the Sukkah. Chalamoid Pesach, and we're all staying in the DoubleTree by Marriott next to Busch Gardens or Niagara Falls, right? And we all and I come in with my food and I sit down at the table and when I put down my mat and I cover the table, I'm eating my matzah and my eggs, and you and two other people come in. We have no kvias together. We just happen to be eating in the same room. So there was no kvias over there together. Okay. Then they're always allowed to separate. Even if we start eating at the same time, we finish at the end time, we have no shaychus one to another. We weren't kveya together. Ela imkein hushamish, if it's the waiter, so the waiter, by definition, the waiter doesn't sit down and eat. His kvias with me is a derech harei. So the waiter would be considered kvias benigeya to Zimun, even if he's eating it that way. But if we're three people, we happen to be in the same room, we have no shakas to each other, we're not eating the same food, we're not eating together, right? But maybe each one of us on a separate table, right? There's no kvias together. Okay, says the Ramah, even though I gave you these examples that you are allowed to separate, meaning there was no kvias, either we were just three independent people eating together, or you started and the next guy started, we didn't start or finish at the same time. Doesn't mean that you can't do Zimun, okay? It's just according to the Ramah, we'll see, we'll have to get into this. Doesn't mean you can't do Zimun, even though we weren't kveya together. We could do it. We just don't have to do it, says the Ramah. So a very important distinction that the Ramah is making. Lishitase. So let's start the Mishnah verse. Shnayim kava, two people are kaveh together, and then the third guy comes along. Kviyas nikra. What is the kviyas? Kishayoshu v'ayichlu al shulchan echad. Number one, you're sitting on one table. Okay. So now, if it's one family and there are multiple tables, maybe that's also kviyas. But let's assume eating on one table. Oybemapach has one tablecloth. So we all say, let's go have lunch in the office dining room. I bring my sandwich and each one brings their own sandwich. But we're going to eat together on one table. That's a kvias. The Balabai is so we're at the Marriott DoubleTree and I'm there with my two bar mitzvah boys, right? So I'm the Baal HaBayis with my kids. There, even if we each sat on another table, it's a kvias. Okay? So either one table is kvias, or the fact that we're all part of one family and we're sort of eating together. So Begemara Chila, so we said, the kvias doesn't have to be in the beginning. The kvias can be at the end. Chalalei Achai of Zeman, that also creates a Chiyuv of Zeman. Ayadeh, since they ate together at the end. Umashmizeh, Hom Loi Goyim Rugam Soif Achila B'yachad. If they didn't finish up together, so one guy started, I came in the middle, and then I finished before he finished. One guy comes and starts eating after the other two started. They didn't finish at the same time. Those who finish earlier, without, so they can bench on their own. You need at least the start or the finish to be together. Now, so although I told you this rule, that if we neither started nor finished at the same time, there was no kvias. So let's go with the case again. Two people eating together. They started without me. Then I joined, right? Now they finish eating. I'm still eating. So if they would bench right then, they had no kvias with me, no problem. What happens if they waited around for me to finish? That even though they didn't finish together, since they waited for me, that could be Kalhechidi. Had they bought these guys more food, they would have eaten it. So two people started to eat, then I joined them, they finish eating, but they wait around, but they would bench right then, no kvias. If they wait around for me to finish, and it's an oifen that had they had more food, they could have eaten more. That is considered that they finished together to me, and there is a kvias. We call makam my aval, as I explained already. If three people did not be kaveh together, okay, even if they all started eating at the same time, but they weren't any kvias amongst them, they didn't sit together. So the yeshiva dining room, three bachurim came in to eat. At even if they came in at the same time, but they each sat sort of by their own table, no kviyas. Who shamish, however, we said the shamish, a derech achilase below yeshiva's keva, his derech of eating is not with sitting down. Lakachi mitzara b'chol gavni, he would automatically be mitzara. Okay, come now. Okay, so now we're up to Ramah, which we'll redo the Ramah tomorrow, and this way we will finish up the sif with the Mishnah Berurah on it, because that's a slightly twist to this halacha, but I think we're starting to get some clarity into this zeman and what creates the chiyuv of the zeman. Oh, I see I missed something on the chat. Oh, I don't sit together with my family? Let me shut the recording off.